theaters December 12th.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
79 degrees in Topeka, 78 in Lawrence. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and it's 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Many other frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. It's going to happen at 3:30. Then, at approximately 3:44, even though ICE raids are less visible than they were this winter, fear among immigrants remains high. Volunteers and organizations are working to help ease that worry.
So we just want to be prepared to receive that family that might come crying.
From faith-based organizations to grassroots networks, coming up, we'll hear how communities are responding throughout the Midwest and Great Plains. Coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel.
Flash Gordon is on his way to save every one of us at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Friday night at Liberty Hall, all Flash, all the time. Chapter 1 of the 1936 cliffhanger, plus the great, I'm making the air quotes with my fingers, which you can't see, the great 1980 reboot featuring what is actually great music by Queen. Doors open at 6:30, shows at 7 o'clock Friday night at Liberty Hall. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Coming up in just about 40 seconds, an update of news headlines, then plenty more. All things considered, we are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 79 degrees in Topeka. It's 3:30.
In Tallahassee.
And this is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State employees in Kansas will still be able to choose health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. State House reporter Zach Boblett has more.
After its meeting in April, when it considered making changes, the State Employees Health Care Commission received a deluge of messages from state workers pleading that Blue Cross be kept as a health insurance option. Most of the state's more than 40,000 employees use Blue Cross, and the commission considered dropping the company to save money. Now, that's not going to happen. Originally, some commission members hinted that a switch to an Aetna-only plan could save the state more than $200 million over 3 years. Commission Chair Adam Proffitt says his decision against that plan came down to giving workers options.
I have a strong opinion on this, that we need to maintain choice.
Proffitt says that the increase in costs keeps up with inflation while maintaining choice. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The state of Kansas is not reinstating a program that was going to help people with disabilities afford services outside nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The Money Follows the Person program was supposed to launch in July after receiving a federal grant. The program would pay for things like home accessibility modifications or rent and utilities. Janet Williams with the Home Healthcare Service Minds Matter says the sudden change is shocking.
This is money sitting in front of us, and we're saying no thank you. How do we get it? How do we make sure this happens? And it may not be the bang for the buck, but you know what? If two people get out of institutions, that's two people.
Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says the decision came because of federal changes and uncertainty about future federal funding. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg made a billion-dollar promise to the state of Kansas today, announcing that the aviation company would invest in Wichita over the next 3 years.
We're going to upgrade our facilities, we're going to expand our employee training, and we're going to strengthen the production system that we have here. All of this helps us get ready for what's ahead as we prepare for higher production rates.
Ortberg delivered the news in front of a crowd of Boeing employees and local leaders, including U.S. Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran and Lieutenant Governor David Tolan. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:35.
From NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Raids by federal agents may have fallen out of the headlines, but they're not out of mind for many immigrants. ICE arrests are up sharply in most states in the Midwest and Great Plains since President Donald Trump took office again. According to the Deportation Data Project, arrests are up 38% in Kansas. Harvest Public Media contributor Sheila Brummer reports on people who have been stepping up to help immigrants facing so much uncertainty.
ICE isn't obvious in Sioux City, Iowa. Harvest Public Media, I'm Sheila Brummer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You can find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. All listed for you at our website. We're always streaming there, also at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up at 4:01. Then a conversation with Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. She talks to Mary Louise Kelly, coming right up. You'll hear it at 4:06 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, with people who answer calls, not machines. Details and information on services provided and available brands is online at stonebackappliance.com.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence.
Flash Wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock.
Listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also use the KPR app. We have a version for Apple. We have a version for Android, wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines in just about 12 minutes. That's going to happen at 4:30. Then at 4:36, Elsa Chang will speak with an abortion historian named Mary Ziegler. They're going to discuss what a Supreme Court ruling on mifepristone access means for patients nationwide, even in the states that don't have restrictive abortion laws. That story and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Join us Friday evening at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for our next Cinema A Go-Go presentation, this time around Flash Gordon, a double feature. First, we will get one chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe. Then, we will be screening the 1980 big-budget epic starring Sam Jones and Max von Sydow. The fun starts at 7 o'clock Friday night. Liberty Hall in Lawrence is the place. Tickets are available at the door. Information at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
A Morning Edition team is in China, bringing you the latest on President Trump's summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And a new NPR Ipsos poll reveals Americans' evolving attitudes toward the U.S.-China relationship. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Four whole hours to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. Stop by for a while, won't you? Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Atchison. The time is 4:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. State employees in Kansas will still be able to choose health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
After its meeting in April, when it considered making changes, the State Employees Health Care Commission received a deluge of messages from state workers pleading that Blue Cross be kept as a health insurance option. Most of the state's more than 40,000 employees use Blue Cross, and the commission considered dropping the company to save money. Now, that's not going to happen. Originally, some commission members hinted that a switch to an Aetna-only plan could save the state more than $200 million over 3 years. Commission Chair Adam Proffitt says his decision against that plan came down to giving workers options.
I have a strong opinion on this, that we need to maintain choice.
Profit says that the increase in costs keeps up with inflation while maintaining choice. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg made a billion-dollar promise to Kansas today, announcing the aviation company would be investing in Wichita over the next 3 years.
We're going to upgrade our facilities, we're going to expand our employee training, and we're going to strengthen the production system that we have here. All of this helps us get ready for what's ahead. As we prepare for higher production rates,
Ortberg delivered the news in front of a crowd of Boeing employees and local leaders, including U.S. Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran and Lieutenant Governor David Toland. The investment is Boeing's response to a backlog of aircraft orders that now totals 6,000 planes. Boeing returned to Kansas in December with the reacquisition of Spirit AeroSystems. That deal was valued at over $8 billion. Warmer weather has brought an abundance of ladybugs to Kansas. Ladybug populations are especially high in south central and in eastern Kansas. That boom comes from a mild winter and a warm spring. Not all the ladybug species are native. The Asian lady beetle could become a nuisance in homes this fall, but they aren't a threat to people or pets. Raymond Cloyd is a professor of entomology at Kansas State University. He says ladybugs feed on aphids, which are a big garden pest.
Hopefully, they'll feed on enough of them that you do not have to spray and your plants don't suffer any damage from the aphids or other insect pests that ladybird beetles might feed upon.
Aphids feed on a wide variety of plants, including garden vegetables, fruits, and roses. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer, highs in the upper 80s. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night, highs in the lower 80s for Wednesday, down to the lower 50s Wednesday night. Warm temperatures again on Thursday, more sunshine on its way, highs on Thursday in the mid-80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia. The time is 4:35.
Pitches the next generation keeps playing, fueled by a World Cup dream that no longer feels out of reach. For NPR News, I'm Ricky Shryock in Cape Verde.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in, let's call it 16 minutes. Sorry, doing a little base 60 math on the fly. About 16 minutes from now, we're going to talk about rising food costs. And it turns out that those rising food costs have led a larger number of Americans to patronize budget grocery stores.
The more we shopped here, the more products we tried. We realized, quality-wise, you're not really sacrificing anything.
Consumers are also buying more store-brand products instead of name brands. What does that tell us about the economy? Plus, we will visit the National Baseball Poetry Festival coming up on KPR.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia, 82 in Abilene, 75 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5 o'clock, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
And Research Foundation, collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from Imaginable Futures.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
News headlines coming your way in approximately 60 seconds. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock.
...who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It is 78 in Emporia, 82 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
News, I'm Andrea Shea.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up, I suppose it's technically evening. I never know what to do at this time of the spring and summer. It's still so bright out. Feels like it's noon. Anyway, coming your way at 5:44 p.m. Even though ice raids are less visible now than they were this winter, fear among immigrants remains high. Volunteers and organizations are working to help ease some of the worries.
So we just want to be prepared to receive that family that might come crying.
From faith-based organizations to grassroots networks, we will hear how communities are responding coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
We have some high-flying sci-fi at our next Cinema A-Go-Go presentation. It's all Flash Gordon. He began in the comics, soon landed on the screen. We will see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, plus the 1980 big-budget reboot with music by Queen. 7 p.m. Friday at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's Cinema A-Go-Go, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20. This is KPR.
Is in China, bringing you the latest on President Trump's summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And a new NPR Ipsos poll reveals Americans' evolving attitudes toward the U.S.-China relationship. On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Stop by, get caught up on all the news from overnight, national, international, and regional. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5:30.
This was the cause of death for the entire group. Temperatures in Laredo reached the upper 90s on Sunday. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. The Dow gained 95 points, up 0.2%. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State employees in Kansas will still be able to choose health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. KPR State House reporter Zach Boblett has more.
After its meeting in April, when it considered making changes, the State Employees Health Care Commission received a deluge of messages from state workers pleading that Blue Cross be kept as a health insurance option. Most of the state's more than 40,000 employees use Blue Cross, and the commission considered dropping the company to save money. Now, that's not going to happen. Originally, some commission members hinted that a switch to an Aetna-only plan could save the state more than $200 million over 3 years. Commission Chair Adam Proffitt says his decision against that plan came down to giving workers options.
I have a strong opinion on this, that we need to maintain choice.
Profit says that the increase in costs keeps up with inflation while maintaining choice. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The state of Kansas is not reinstating a program that was going to help people with disabilities afford services outside nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The Money Follows the Person program was supposed to launch in July after receiving a federal grant. The program would pay for things like home accessibility modifications or rent and utilities. Janet Williams with the home health care service Minds Matter says the sudden change is shocking.
This is money sitting in front of us. We're saying no thank you. How do we get it? How do we make sure this happens? And it may not be the bang for the buck, but you know what? If two people get out of institutions, that's two people.
The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says the decision was because of federal changes and uncertainty about future federal funding. Warmer weather has brought an abundance of ladybugs to Kansas. The ladybug populations are especially high in south central and in eastern Kansas. That boom comes from a mild winter and a warm spring. Not all the ladybug species are native. The Asian lady beetle could, in fact, become a nuisance in homes this fall, but they aren't a threat to people or pets. Raymond Cloyd is a professor of entomology at Kansas State University. He says ladybugs feed on aphids, which are a big garden pest.
Hopefully, they'll feed on enough of them that you do not have to spray and your plants don't suffer any damage from the aphids or other insect pests that ladybird beetles might feed upon.
Aphids feed on a wide variety of plants, including garden vegetables, fruits, and roses. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, winds coming out of the south. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night, down to the lower 50s, back into the 80s again on Wednesday, mid-80s for Thursday, upper 80s for Friday. Not much of a chance of rain till Friday night. This is KPR, it's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Raids by federal agents may be out of the headlines, but they're not out of the minds of many immigrants. ICE arrests are up sharply in most states in the Midwest and Great Plains since President Donald Trump took office again. According to the Deportation Data Project, arrests are up 38% in Kansas. Harvest Public Media contributor Sheila Brummer reports on people who are stepping up to help immigrants facing uncertainty.
ICE isn't obvious, strives to offer others stability, support, and reassurance. They are not alone. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sheila Brummer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You can find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated. Supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Closing in on 6 o'clock. One more hour of All Things Considered coming up. 6:01, we'll have news headlines. At 6:06, a conversation with Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado. Then we will learn more about the problems being faced by nonprofit hospitals. They're supposed to offer free or discounted care for people who can't pay their bills, but a lot of patients aren't getting the help they need. Why is that? We look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Counselors are available around the clock for anyone in a mental or an emotional crisis at kansas988.org.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia, 82 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Sys LLC. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks for tuning in. It is almost 6 o'clock. I have an update of news headlines in a bit more than 1 minute. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine. A little bit warmer than today with highs in the upper 80s. It is 80 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.